John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is my good friend Dan Rourke. Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. Excited to be here yet again. Another good victory yesterday. A very good victory.
Good victory. So, you hit on good, a man. Premo. Feeling good. So congratulations there.
I did kind of hit on a premo. What was it again? I don't even remember. It was a...
Like an early multi-run homer. Glaber took care of it.
That was nice. And then Orioles tied up 3-3, and I was feeling a little down, and they still ended up coming out to win the game. So, good day yesterday.
Yeah. They ended up, and it became a pretty easy dub. Albert Abreu gets in at the end. Hey. Randy Vasquez is starting today. Exciting.
We've
enjoyed him in his – it's only been three other starts? He's been enjoyable to watch in his previous appearances, so I'm excited to see him. Jimmy Cordero gets suspended. Boo. Bad guy.
Come on, dude.
Not going to have any opinion you don't expect me to have. Bad guy. Sounds like they're investigating all that. So he's suspended. Vasquez is up. That's how the roster moves shook out there. And the Yankees lineup is, once again, Rizzo leading off at first base. Glaber DHs and bats second. Stanton is in right field batting third. Jake Bowers bats fourth and left. Josh Donaldson at third base batting fifth. DJ LeMahieu gets a day at second base batting sixth. Batting seventh is IKF. He's in center field. Anthony Volpe bats eighth at short, and Kyle Higashioka is catching. Anything to get to about the lineup? Is there anything specific you're watching for today, my friend?
I would say, so you got DJ back in there, was off yesterday. He does have decent numbers off tonight's pitcher for the Orioles, Dean Kremer. He's 8 for 19. Doesn't have a homer, but 8 for 19, that's a .421 lifetime average. Maybe he can get going. Besides that, I mean, you got Bowers in the cleanup spot again, Rizzo leading off. I think we're definitely going to get close to Volpe soon in leadoffs, but I honestly thought it would have been today. I thought the next time they had DJ back in the lineup, you'd have him, towards the bottom. Volpe back at the top. But another day of Rizzo. And, he had a nice walk yesterday before that Glaber homer. So
I don't mind it.
Which Rizzo does actually have over his last 15. His OBP is over 400. Just everything else is not.
He hasn't found any pop in the last little bit. But he's, baby steps.
Yeah. Slowly but surely. Stanton, too, over the last week has been looking good. So.
Yeah. Stanton starting to feel real good about. We were talking to Booney about him a little bit. Talked to him about Domingo a little bit. So check out the Boone app as always. What am I watching for actually? What the heck am I watching for? Dude, I don't know. Oh, Bowers.
I want to watch
for kind of
more
a mystery
towards Vasquez too.
Yeah,
talk about him, Bowers.
Just Bowers, I feel like you haven't done anything in like a sec. I don't know if the numbers back that up, but like, I don't know. I'd love to see a moment.
Moments are good. Big fan of moments.
He had the double in St. Louis. That was big.
Yeah.
He's been generally good. I just don't know. Show me something, man. Okay. Yeah. I'm very interested in Randy Vasquez. The Yankees have won the first two games of this series. I guess what I'm watching for is, like, are they going to play with, like, urgency today? Or are they going to feel like they've kind of done the job and they just need to get one of these two?
I really want them to play with urgency today, especially with Vasquez. He's been good, two starts in big leagues this year, 1.74 ERA. But, and I know he's been working on some things in the minors, and I'm pretty sure he's been better as of late. He does have a 5.11 ERA in AAA this year in 13 starts. So I have a slightly bad feeling, maybe a negative premonition, if you will, that maybe today we're kind of due for a, I don't know, market correction, so, if you will, on Randy Vasquez.
Yeah.
So that being the case, I hope they don't just, you know, say he's down 3-0 in the third or the fourth. I hope they don't just think, all right, let's eat the game and let him keep pitching. Like, nah, if you can get, I mean, a sweep would really be nice, but if you can guarantee today you win 3 out of 4 against the Orioles, and we've talked a lot on the show, obviously, how important that would be. So I really hope they go into today with some urgency and don't give Vasquez too much of a long leash. But who knows? Maybe he pitches well again. So we'll see.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks is DHing for the Orioles. Interesting.
Yo, the boos on Hicks are a little much, and that's coming from me, who I said I understand why people boo. I do get it, and I may have given him some myself if I were in the stadium, but little.
Yeah, I understand
too much,
some,
I
but it's
like,
it's like the worst boos I've when I was at the right. First game. It was like some of the worst boos I've heard.
Like, yeah, I know, it just catches me off guard a little bit, but I guess I should expect it. And
a couple weird quotes over the last year, but the boos like came before those, really.
I get being upset, but more so, also, Hicks wasn't as bad as he was, and he did have some, like, he handled his departure with the Yankees completely opposite the way IKF, when I thought he was on his way out, in terms of losing his role. Hicks didn't handle it well, and I think that's, you know, some of the things he said, it makes sense why people weren't happy. I wasn't either. It's not he killed anybody, and he wasn't that significant of a player to really be this worked up with to begin with, I feel like.
Yeah, especially, so, I mean, all of this year, he really was just, like, fourth outfielder all year.
Yeah.
He was good for a long time. He's good for 3.5 seasons, and then, yeah, bad the last 2.5 seasons. So I'm not trying to say he was good. I don't think that at all. But
yeah, no, if I was a blind Yankee fan at this series and I didn't know anything and I heard the boos for Aaron Hicks, I would probably have thought he killed somebody with how loud they are. I wouldn't have guessed that he just wasn't all that good towards the end. Yeah, but I get it.
It's literally just been about quality of play. It's a lot, but hey, whatever. Hopefully we're all past it. Everyone got it out of their system. DHing today, interesting. They have another kid debuting today. More interest. The pitching path to victory. How far do we expect Vasquez to go? I feel like we.
Okay, so. I'm like, thinking 4 innings, honestly, dude. Give me 4 clean innings into the fifth, and then if you get through 5, that's a major W. And then let's see who's unavailable today. So Canley, 22 pitches yesterday, 22 pitches on Monday. So he's definitely
out. He's back.
28 pitches yesterday.
I think he's out.
Yeah.
Everyone else I've got available.
Yeah, so maybe if you can go to – if Randy were to pitch through 5, that'd be sick, because then you can go –
I think we can pencil in 5. It's hard to justify more. Although he went 5.2 in the second game. But it's a path to victory, so we're assuming good pitching well. So yeah, I'd say 5. Then working backwards, Clay. He should be... Oh, well, I guess there's a chance, because he got loose like twice yesterday.
Clay?
There's a world where they avoid him in today's... Today's a King Day. He hasn't pitched since Saturday.
Well, and I think you might need them both.
That's a good point.
I was thinking you go right to King after Vasquez, and that would break
if
you want to go King, Wandy, then Clay. You also, Hamilton didn't throw yesterday. He threw 17 on Monday.
Yeah.
Maybe he's available.
Yeah, Wandy should be.
Ramirez, too, probably. He threw 23 on Monday. So I would say if you can get 5 out of Vasquez, and then just plan on doing King for 2, then Wandy, then Clay. Yeah. That would be ideal.
Some amount of Vasquez King gets you through 7.
That would be nice.
If you can get that, that's assuming Vasquez at least starts the 6th, I guess. But if he goes 5 and King 2, I think we're all into that. Then Wandy, Clay.
Mm-hmm.
That's math. That's how that works.
And if say Randy does have some sort of implosion where he's out before the fifth or like before the fourth, even whatever it is, or just doesn't pitch deep. Abreu, 15 pitches yesterday. He could go again. If they needed another couple things too.
He can go.
Yeah.
Ramirez can probably give him an inning too. Yeah, I like that. That's the pitching path.
Can I give you like a Yankee fan hot take, dude? Totally biased, I know.
Please.
Watch this Orioles team, bro. They don't wow me. They don't wow me. I know they're good. They're up and coming. I don't think they're there yet, dude. Their pitching staff really is nothing special. I think we're better than them.
Yeah, they...
That's my hot take. Probably surprises everybody, but they don't really...
Play these next two games, this emergency, and we might catch them, so...
Yeah. I think part of it might be I just don't fear them yet because they're still so young that I don't have enough time having watched them be good to hate them. Next year, though, I'm going to probably despise them. That's usually how it goes because they're still kind of a cute story. You know what I mean? Like, they still have 2017 Yankee vibes, but, like, once you're back in, like, they're
like scared
the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I'm scared for the day Adley, like, has a moment against the Yankees and I have to start not liking him.
Yeah, they haven't forced me to hate them yet. And maybe I'm only saying that because we're coming off two really nice victories, but...
Yeah, they haven't killed the Yanks. We lost last series to them, I think, but it was nothing crazy, and we beat them the first time. So,
yeah, in Baltimore. Just my two cents, but I think that pathway to victory makes good sense. As long as if Randy can give us five today, I mean that's just such a huge W that everything kind of starts from that.
I'd love that. Yeah. And that brings us to the second half of the show, beginning with the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I got on the board yesterday, thanks in part to your premonition. Glaber scores for me. And we were both wrong on the over under. Ain't that how it goes? But you have the first pick today. You cannot select Glaber, IKF, Bowers, or Volpe.
All right, well, I'm going to stick with my initial what to watch for was. DJ LeMahieu, once again, 8 for 19 off Dean Kramer. And then today's the day he gets it going, he's going to go deep. And it might even be a clutch blast later in the game, which gives you a slight insight to my premonition to come later.
Ooh,
yeah, DJ.
I like that. I think I'm on Jake Bowers. I will take him and my other pick. Give me Volpe. Screw it.
Why not, dude?
It's your lineup from yesterday. Give me Volpe.
Is that what I took? Volpe and Bowers.
Let's run it
back. The Volpe shirt, the chicken palm shirt that just came out. God damn.
Oh, it's
that
out?
That is a nice, nice shirt. Yes. Which all the shirts that we design are the graphics team designs, but this one is especially. It has chicken parm on it for those who haven't seen it yet. It's pretty sick.
Give that a look. I would guess you
like
find
pick.
It on at Talking Yanks.
Yes. So Volpe and Bowers for you. I have DJ.
And your final pick. Cannot select Bowers, Volpe, Glaber, IKF, or DJ.
All right. Well, he's been picking it up lately, hitting the ball hard. I'm going to go with Stanton. And he is 4-for-8 off Kramer in his career, so he's kind of seen him well. I'll go with Stanton. I'm excited for my premonition, by the way. I really want to get to that. I'm excited.
Ooh.
I have something good. And it's not even that unique. It's not like a unique prediction. It's just one, if I ever felt strongly about premonition. Right, exactly. Like, I almost know this is going to happen.
I like that. First, we got to knock out the over-under. The line, once again, is 9. And so we just took the under on 9 yesterday, and we're wrong. But Kramer,
I'm going over
a great line. I think I'm on the under again. But if
really?
We go over, I think it'll be over because the Yankees go nuts, and I like that.
Yeah, I think Yankees are going to hit Kramer relatively well, you know, considering what our offense is, and Randy. Just assuming he may not have another great start again. I could see them scoring some runs off him. I think we're looking at a 6-4, 7-4 kind of game today. So I'll definitely take the over on the 9. Never pushing again, by the way. Done pushing.
But the push is terrifying.
Yeah, it's too stressful too. Like, honestly, the only fun way to go about over under, if you're actually betting on it, is to root for the over. Because rooting for the under is boring. Rooting for a push is so specific that it's stressful.
Never it's doing only it again. Stressful.
Ever BBD.
It's a whole
honestly,
stressful.
I wish you didn't tell me what that term meant yesterday. Because now it's in my head.
I like that.
But yeah, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I just got a feeling. I don't know. Because I like everything you're saying about it. And I believe it.
And yeah. In the end, I don't really care what happens.
In me, I'm on the under.
I did lose some money on the... I threw a little $25 bet on the money line for the Cardinals game on Sunday. Of course, they lost that. Yo, shout out to Dez. Did you see her bet that she had?
No.
She bet yesterday Yankees money line, Gleyber Torres home run, and Aaron Hicks home run. She bet like $10 and went over $1,000 on a parlay.
Sheesh.
Is that nuts or what? Yeah. No.
That's pretty
crazy.
Good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hit one of those every... Wow. Okay. That's a cool one. And now we're on to the part of the show that you have been looking forward to. And I'll let
yes.
you begin with your premonition.
We're getting a walk-off tonight, BBD. Oh. I know it for a fact. That's assuming the Yankees win today. That's my take. There's a chance, sure, that they lose, but if the Yankees do win today, it's going to come via the walk-off, and I think it might be a DJ LeMahieu, either home run or walk-off, sack fly, something like that. But vibes tonight will be at an all-time high. You're going to take the first three of this series, and it's going to be finished off via the walk-off, and we're all going to be feeling like two times as great as we feel entering this game, which is already a pretty good feeling. So vibes are going to be even higher after a nice walk-off win tonight. That's my premonition.
I'd like that a lot because it means the Yankees win and walk-offs are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that. Let me do one last look at the Orioles lineup. He might go.
Have you ever done like a... This might be a dumb question, but do you ever do like a real negative premonition that like revolves around the other team?
They happen. You see what you see. Sometimes it goes that way.
Yeah, whatever you feel, you feel.
I think Higgy's throwing out a base stealer. They got a kid debuting. The Yankees themselves have a young kid on the bump that the Orioles might. Try to take care of or take advantage of. I think somebody's going to try to get in his head, run on him, but Higgy picks up our guy.
Who's debuting? Is it the Couser kid?
Baltimore? Yeah, I think Couser's debuting. And I mean, their team's just full of young kids. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. That's what happens when you tank, bro.
Yeah. Just keep finding kids. All right. Everyone enjoy the game. Everyone enjoy each other. Go say something nice in the comments or something, maybe. Go watch something else in John Boy Media. Go watch some. Go buy a shirt or something.
Go watch some Baseball Today with Chris Rose and Trevor Plouffe.
Baseball
New episode
today.
Of Tone Slab with David Cohn coming out tomorrow morning.
Mm.
And enjoy the walk-off tonight, yo, because it's going to happen. Yogi Berra, sign ball. Thoughts?
Pretty. Love Yogi. You see,
love Yogi. I love you, BBD.
Have you seen what jersey Jake's wearing today?
No. What is he wearing?
Whitey Ford jersey.
Oh, get out. Huh. Shout out to you, Jake. Once again.